now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Dario. Now, today, the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos is currently underway. So, Dario, what we're going to do today is take a look at the history of that famous meeting in Davos. So, Dario, how did it all start?
Well, yes, the origin of the World Economic Forum dates back to 1971 when Klaus Schwab, who was then a business professor at the University of Geneva, organized the so-called European Management Symposium for the first time. Schwab, who is still to this day the chairman of the forum's annual meeting, invited 450 executives from Western European firms to the conference center of Davos, so far up in the mountains in Grison, not really close to Geneva, to be clear. And he invited them there with the aim to introduce them to American management practices.
Okay, well, it's changed now. I mean, how did it become this important political and diplomatic summit that it's known for today?
Well, the turning point for the forum was a couple of years after 1971. In 1973, that year was a traumatic year for the market economy because the world suffered a triple shock. There was the oil crisis, the end of the Bretton Woods fixed exchange rate system, and finally the Yom Kippur War in Israel that all shook up the world economy. It was in this context that Klaus Schwab decided to open the forum up to political leaders for its edition in 1974, and that sort of kicked off this World Economic Forum's annual gathering as a diplomatic summit.
So that's in addition
to being a business summit.
Okay, so that's when it came about, the thing as we know it today. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so the role as a diplomatic platform has also meant that some now quite important historical events are linked to the annual meeting.
Yes, for example, in 1992, the South African president de Klerk, the last head of the state from the apartheid era, met with Nelson Mandela at the annual meeting in Davos, which was their first joint appearance outside of South Africa. Or in 1994, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat reached a draft agreement on Gaza at the World Economic Forum's annual meeting. Some even say that the end of the Cold War was in parts initiated at the WEF, as in 1987, the foreign minister of Western Germany asked the countries of the West to reach out to Mikhail Gorbachev, which then supposedly started a chain reaction that eventually ended the Cold War. A lot of people think a lot of this World Economic Forum's annual gathering.
Okay, now, despite of all those things, the end of the Cold War, the end of apartheid and all of that, that maybe it played a role in, it's also been a lot of criticisms about the meeting as well, and demonstrations too, as this, let's say, seemingly, let's say, perceived as an elitist thing, isn't it? Really?
Yes, and especially at the beginning of the 21st century, protests against the annual gathering of the WEF by opponents of globalization were intense. They once even had to cut off Davos completely to protect the participants from protesters. Demonstrations are still happening every year to denounce the annual meeting in Davos, and especially in recent years, the important amount of private jet flights associated with the events. They were criticized, but the number of people involved in the protests have decreased in recent years. This year, about 300 people gathered to protest in Davos and called for a climate tax on the super rich and debt relief for developing countries. And a small group of activists blocked a parking lot in front of a smaller airport where many of the private jets landed, but nothing that put participants at risk or even the event as such. So the World Economic Forum's annual gathering still has many years ahead and probably won't be ending anytime soon.
No, I mean, as you say, there's been famous demonstrations, but this year a group blocked a car park.
They just wanted to put up a sign in a way,
right,
in front of that airport, but they didn't actually block any of the planes from landing, so they didn't actually block the airport. They really just put up something, a bit of a bamboo tree construction in front of the airport.
Okay, all right. As you say, nothing too disruptive. That has been the case in the past. However, I do wonder, however, Darry, if you were in a car with some banners and you're driving up the mountains towards Davos, I wonder how far the police would let you go, really?
Yeah, they do keep you quite a bit away from the conference center. But also, they're really used to this, right? I mean, it seems to be like something. I mean, the police, and there are so many security forces that are present in and around Davos to protect the really high-ranking participants of the event. It's a machinery well-oiled, I would say.
Right, yes, absolutely. Okay then, Dario, we should leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with Swiss Up, taking a look at the history of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos.